With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What's going on, everybody? Eric Lindquist at Stochastic here on the Odd Chopper channel coming to you with my three favorite prize picks for Monday Night Football. Yes, we're talking the Rams visiting the 49ers in the NFC West battle. I'm looking forward to it. I bet you are too. And hey, hit that like button, subscribe button, and notification bell as we get going here. It goes a long way for me over on this video. Goes a long way for us here at the channel. But I want to make you guys some money. And we're coming off of a Sunday night W, 3 for 3. Thursday night, we had a W on that one, 3 for 3. And last Monday night, 3 for 3. That is three straight showdown 3 for 3s. Don't ask me about the Sunday main slate. I had two players that weren't in it. Forgot to upload a video. Doesn't matter. We are here on to Monday, and I want to make you guys some serious cash. We've been preaching correlation. We've been preaching a lot of different things that you can still do, just like your traditional DFS sites over at Prize Picks. We play player props over here, and you can get $100 first match deposit bonus by using promo code Stochastic right now. So definitely do that. Let's get to it, shall we? I'm just ready to go. I'm ready to rock. And yesterday, one of the beautiful things is I saw it being a shootout. He chose wisely. You guys probably don't know what that's from, but it's okay. I hope you do. Let me know in the comment section below if you love Raiders of the Lost Ark as much as I do, because it's the best. It's the absolute best. Actually, it's not even for... That's the quest for the Holy Grail. Regardless, we're here for an NFL video. I'm going to get to it. Boom. First one. Tough actin to actin. Cooper Kupp. 93 and a half receiving yards. Give me more than this. I get it. A lot of you might be box score watching through 3 weeks and saying, oh my God, the 49ers, they've been great against the pass. Oh, Eric, they're the number one team in terms of pass defense through the first couple games. Well, yeah. You know who they faced? The Bears in week one in the worst weather ever. Then Seattle. Horrendous football team, regardless of whatever you saw yesterday in Detroit. Detroit doesn't even count for a defense. And then Denver, with their inadequacies. We're talking about a really, really brutal three quarterback matchup. So are great if you're the defense there. This is Matt Stafford, and this is Cooper Kupp. And I'm definitely bullish on one Cooper Kupp. How can you not be? If you're not, you're probably an insane person at this point in time. He's got a 33.3% red zone share, a 46.1% grouping of the air yards. And the most important thing to me, a 34.7% target share. When you're trying to rack up yards, you better be targeted. He's targeted at a higher clip than just about anybody in the league. Well, than anybody in the league. That's just a fact. So he had 15 consecutive games of more than 90 yards coming into last week's matchup. First time in forever that he did not exceed that number. So the streak ended there. He still got in the box with that rushing touchdown, whatever. Who cares? We're looking at 93 and a half receiving yards. I think he goes way, 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 way over it. Gets back to more of that usage that we saw in the first 2 weeks of the season. Let's just kind of fire Cooper Kupp up in all cylinders. Over 100 coming for one Cooper. Get ready to roll. I'm actually going to be pairing him with one of his teammates, and I didn't expect this coming into today, but it is what it is. Ben Skoranek. I want to get to more than 35 and a half for the former Notre Dame grad. He stands out to me just as a guy who's more involved. I thought they were going to go kind of by committee with the absence of, well, Robert Woods left, and then Van Jefferson, who's going to be returning, it sounds like, after the bye week. But Ben Skoranek has been out on the field a lot. He's ran a route on 85% of Stafford's dropbacks so far this season. He's got a 12.9% target share. And that, for me, is enough with Matt Stafford and this pass-happy Rams offense. to see more than 31 and a half receiving yards. He's obviously correlated to his friend Cooper Kupp here. You could add, if you really wanted to, the passing yards prop for Matthew Stafford and kind of correlate all of those together. I think that that makes a lot of sense on this kind of a slate to be grouping them together so that when that higher scoring outcome comes or the higher passing output comes for the Rams, you're getting paid on all three down the line, that being Stafford, Skowronek, and Kupp. So 31 and a half receiving yards. We've got them projected right around that here at Stochastic today, but I'm very bullish on the opportunity that he's seeing. I do think that just the number of routes he's running, 85% is a large number for a third wide receiver in an offense. Give me more than that for him today. And the last guy, George Kittle. I want more than 43 and a half receiving yards for him as well. And this is once again correlated to the two previous plays where if this game moves up and down the field a little bit more, and I don't think San Francisco's defense is going to be as good going forward. Obviously, no Bosa, or I guess no Bosa should be there. Nick Bosa is going to be out there. What am I talking about? I'm just basically thinking about, Nick Bosa is a freak. He's going to be out there on the edge, but, that doesn't matter in terms of the offense here we're talking about. With George Kittle, we have a 1 week sample size on him, and he was out there being George Kittle, out there doing the dirty work. He's a phenomenal blocker, Iowa, basically tight end you, even if they're an abysmal school, go State. But George Kittle, 5 targets for 28 yards. I expect him to get more involved in this offense going forward, and you talk about, for me, the major thing is this defense from the Rams unit. They're going to need to get the ball out of the Jimmy Garoppolo is going to get the ball out of his hands fast. And with no Trey Lance out there, obviously Garoppolo and Kittle already have that rapport from years together there in San Francisco already. I think he's just going to get acclimated very, very quickly here. So George Kittle, I expect him to be a lot more involved on the offensive end of the football. With Donald on one end, pretty sure you're going to want to get the ball out of your hands really, 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 really quickly, or you're going to be in trouble. A'shaun Robinson, start getting involved a little bit more here. But looking forward to Jalen Ramsey and that matchup with Deebo Samuel. I'm assuming because of how much Deebo is still involved in the passing game when you have Garoppolo back there and Jeff Wilson running as many plays as he did at the running back position, that Deebo will be matching up with Ramsey quite a bit. That opens up the middle of the field and opportunities for one George Kittle. There you go. How about that for some analysis? So they're correlated. That's the big thing. And you get an opportunity to smash if this game ends up going a little bit higher scoring on a 5X payout. Make sure you power play when you're correlating certain plays or when your plays tend to correlate. Yesterday, Russell Gage, I shorted him because I just didn't think he'd have a lot of opportunity with Julio back, with obviously Chris Godwin and Mike Evans back, and that ended up working out nicely. So sometimes you can take some unders if it's an opportunity thing. But for me, Cooper Kupp, George Kittle, Ben Skowronek, those are our three. We're taking over on all of their receiving props. Going back, we're running back exactly what we did yesterday with some correlations, and this time all three of them from the receiving yard spot. Let me know in the comment section below what you think of my three plays for Prize Picks for Monday night. Let me know if there's anything you've got your eye on, but most importantly, use promo code STOCAST to get $100 first match deposit bonus at Prize Picks. Phenomenal site, so fun. And plus, hey, NBA preseason, it's here, baby. Monday, yeah, I'm going to be doing a little bit of this action. Isaiah Joe, keep your eye on that one here too. Paolo Banchero, we'll see how much he ends up playing. But lots that I'm looking forward to in the NBA streets. That's coming up. So get to Prize Picks now before all of that begins. All right, y'all. I'm out of here. Until Thursday, I'm Eric Lindquist. Best of luck in the NFL streets on Monday.